Cool. So we just got a couple of minutes left, and I was just going to do a couple rapid fire myth busting. Some of these have kind of gone over a little bit, but you can just do a simple answer is fine. But so some of the myths are, I want to get your thoughts on each one. Can you eat too much protein? I've heard that it's bad for my kidneys and they'll die.
The Institute of Medicine and the World Health Organization both agree in their guidelines that there is no relationship between dietary protein and the onset of kidney disease. We're about to publish a meta-analysis on that, and the relationship is that there isn't one, so don't worry.
Perfect. So myth two, the internet says I can only use 30 grams of protein at once. I know you get these emails to you all the time.
Sure, So first of all, you can digest a lot more. You can, you know, get 100 grams of protein, you could digest it all. Wouldn't be a problem. It's the question is, I think, more related to, but how much of that can my muscle use? And the answer is that somewhere in the range of about, let's say, 0.3 to 0.4 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So I can't do math that quickly.
That's all right.
But taps out your muscle's ability to make new protein. So figure that out. And, you know, I like to say 30 grams, maybe 40 grams. Okay. 50 grams. You've tapped out. You can digest 100, but it doesn't mean that your muscle's going to use it.
Perfect. Myth number three, athletes don't need more protein. The RDA is plenty.
Clearly dispelled by a large body of evidence, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. And we've talked about that too. Myth number four, all proteins are the same. The type of protein doesn't matter, whether it's soy, whey, hydrolyzed, etc.
The difference between soy and whey, if it's there, is small. Hydrolysis of proteins is bunk. Means absolutely nothing. Unless you have a GI disorder, there is absolutely no data showing that a hydrolyzed protein is any more efficient than a regular intact protein, particularly if it's whey. We're talking about differences in like peak digestion rate in the order of minutes to possibly even seconds. No way that that could make a difference. Unless you have some sort of compromised gut.
Yeah, then it's more of a digestion issue, not necessarily the speed per se.
Yeah, I glaze over when people talk about this stuff.
There goes my new hydrolyzed protein supplement. But anyway.
Sorry.
And last one, we just touched on a little bit. The speed at which a protein is absorbed, does it matter? Thinking more here of like a whey versus a casein.
I have to give a qualified answer to that. Rapid appearance of amino acids, like what happens with whey, is great to sort of kickstart muscle anabolism. And then you could argue that casein, the slow amino acids, would support it. If you like that argument, then my answer is drink milk. Nature kind of figured it out pretty early on how these things work together, and you know, cow's milk is a ratio 4-to-1 of casein to whey. Other milks are closer to, you know, say 3-to-1. But the rate at which you grew the fastest ever in your entire life, which is right after birth, is supported almost entirely in every mammalian species by sort of almost 50-50 ratio of whey to casein. So if you like to blend those two proteins, then my guess is that that's probably optimal. But now we're talking about very, very fine divisions between the two. I used to think it would make a lot of difference. I think in the long run now, if you just get the protein in your diet, at some way, shape, or form, you're going to end up seeing the benefit.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for all your time today and all the information, and especially for all the research that you've provided over the years. I know I've read a lot of your stuff that comes out of your lab, and it's always been super interesting. And I think it's also very practical for the trainers and everyone else listening in, because it's things that they get a ton of questions on, I'm sure, and can put into practice right away. So thank you very much for all that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. That's a very generous comment. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and stay warm there in Canada.
Will do. Thanks, Mike.
All right.